You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 89. Wow. Thanks for that look, Stone. I appreciate that. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How are you doing? And welcome back.
I mean, I realize that we haven't done an episode for a whole month, but wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do the intro.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know, but, you know, I was waiting for some smart little comment that you normally throw in right before that cracks me up. So instead, I see this, like, look, and I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you?
Good.
Good?
Good.
Had fun?
Good. Well rested.
Travels was good?
Travels was good. Yeah. A little sore, but rested now. It's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you do lots of walking?
Yeah.
Or just, it was a lot more physical than
I drove a lot. I drove most of the time because I felt like I could, and I did. And yeah, that killed me. So Carrie had to rub me with Icy Hot. You know the stuff. It's Icy Hot. Shaq, right? Shaq does the commercial for it. It's Icy Hot. It's Icy Hot. Okay.
No,
well, anyways,
no idea, but okay.
So you rub it on where you're sore, and it's icy and hot at the same time. And it's supposed to relax your muscles.
Oh, okay.
It worked great.
Icy hot.
For the first time, and then after that, not so much. So. It's icy hot.
Okay, gotcha. Now I understand. Right, gotcha.
So.
I mean, we've got something similar, but I.
Sure.
Don't know what it would be called, but yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
but
it's...
But you feel okay today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
We did a lot of walking, a lot of trails that I thought were going to be shorter than they were.
Oh, okay,
and,
so like maybe a K, and it turned out to be 2 or something.
More like I thought it was gonna be about 500 meters, and it was like 3K, maybe 4.
Oh,
uphill and downhill, and then uphill again. Oh. So we found we went to up in Cape Breton,
it's
northern part of Nova Scotia. There's a grave to the unknown sailor, so it's to all the men and women that have been lost at sea. And I wanted to go because I like going to these things where it's like a monument to people that are gone so that we don't ever, you know, like lose them and stuff like that, you know, right? So I wanted to go. I really wanted to go, and I made it. But oh boy, that was a killer of a walk. It was, it was a big hike, but lots of great, great shots. The shrine was a little bit smaller than I thought it was going to be, but overall, a lot of the places that we went to, Bob, seriously, dude, get off me. And that's another thing too, is that while we were gone, Bob is here by himself for 2 weeks, and we had a friend come over to make sure he had water and food and clean his bin and all that stuff and make sure, you know, he's like, hey, Bob, you know, we're still here. But when we came back, that I have never seen a cat be happy to see a person. Because we kind of joked.
You guys.
Well, we kind of joked that, you know, how cats are like, I don't give a crap, right? I don't give a crap about people, right? So, meh. No, he was right up in there, meow, meow, and licking us and rubbing against us. And he was just, you could tell. He was like, oh, my God, where are you guys? Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Where have you guys been? And to be honest, he's sitting here right now. I feel like the last few days, he keeps coming around because he keeps remembering that we weren't there. So he's like, hey, are you still here? Yeah, you're still here. Oh, hi. Yeah, I get it. But, dude, just give me a break, man. Okay. You will
he's
have some
happy
love after.
That you're home.
No.
That's
no,
so cute.
No, I'm not. I'm not looking at you to jump up. Anyways, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the hike that you're saying to the
unknown
to
sailor.
The shrine.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that so? Was it all like a dirt track, or
you could drive about 200 meters up, and the rest was a rocky trail up the side of a hill. Then you crest the hill, and it goes down, and you can see it from the crest of the hill, and it looks a lot closer than it is. And you start walking down the hill, and you're like, oh, it's farther than what it actually looks like. But we're already down the hill, so we're past the halfway point. I'm not walking back. If I can see this thing, I'm going, right? So it was down another hill, and then up another hill, like, whew, holy moly. What? Did you drop your coffee?
No. So good.
And one thing I noticed being out on the East Coast, you know, we tend to make fun of our East Coasters to have an accent. There's no accent. There is none. None at all. And the only time I noticed an accent was my family, who lives out of net range. Our cell phones did not work. They live on an island that you can only get to by a ferry. That's how far out of civilization they are. There we notice the accent. So we talk about our dogs and, oh, hi, I'm Diane, and that kind of thing. That's how they talk down there on Long Island. So I started picking up a little bit of the accent because we were there a couple days, right? So if you notice, I start talking like this a little bit. So, you know, we're going to talk about World of Warcraft news. We moved our web server over. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not trying to make fun of them. It's just, it might slip out a little bit every now and then. So while I was gone, what were you doing? Because you were on vacation. Holidays. Holidays.
Yeah, I still am. So, so this is my last week. So obviously, I've done lots of things while I've been busy. Like, you get to where the hell's 3 weeks gone, but it's been pretty busy. So, it's running after family and getting some stuff done. And it's been good. It's been so badly needed that it was great. So, and that means that I'll be ready for tomorrow. I've told the family, do not speak to me tomorrow. Do not come and annoy me. Tomorrow is my gaming day. I don't care. I don't care if the world is burning around us. Just leave me the hell alone.
Well,
they went, okay.
It's tomorrow for me, right? Isn't it the next day for you? Or is it still tomorrow for you?
It's tomorrow for me. So it's 8 a.m. tomorrow. Because we're just after 1 now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Time zones are hard for me.
Yeah. Oh, well, hang on. You're normally the one that's up to date with the time zone.
I know. So. I know. And I'm being really bad with it. So.
But yeah.
But your time's been good? Oh.
Hey.
But everything's been good? Everything's been good?
Yeah. 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 No, it's just been doing lots of different things. I did some cooking classes. So that was
I saw you made some roses, and I didn't show Carrie, and I should have showed it to her.
I made those. Yeah. I made those. That was amazing. Yeah. So, and then I spent 5 hours last night making, because I did two classes. I did one on a last Thursday night, and I did then a full day class with one particular person who comes from Sydney. She came up, who I love, and she is amazing. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Casual Arts Druid. Thanks for popping in. Leela.
Oh.
Hey. Hey, sweetie. I was going to say.
Why did you change your name? No. No, you're Layla.
What
the hell?
Layla. Hey, Layla.
Don't make me play the song, and then we're going to have to do a copyright thing, and then, you know, we'll get fined. Well, hello. What was that?
It was, no, it can't have been Siri. It must have been Google.
Hello, Siri.
Yeah. I've said something and it's just like, yeah, we'll take that. Excellent. So anyway, so I just spent up to midnight last night making these because I made these 3D cookie tarts.
Yeah.
So I played around because I didn't, the Thursday night I learned how to do it. We didn't really make it ourselves. It was just like a quick class. But on the Friday, it was an all-day class and I learned how to make these flowers. And yeah, I'm hooked. Like, it's going to take my baking to another level. So yeah. So that's what, I mean, that's some of the fun stuff I've been doing, but it's been good. And then I went shopping. I had to take mum out today. And so I popped in and we had to go over to the big shopping center and grab some stuff. And yeah, so that's what I've been doing. It's just been, it's been keeping busy, really. Keeping busy. So yeah.
And then the time flies.
I know. Like 3 weeks is gone.
Be careful with the baking classes. Carrie got into that stuff and, well, she still hasn't gotten out of it. So.
Well, I just figure, because, I mean, in my 20s, I was a quilter. So, you know, I did huge amounts of, like, quilting classes. And I actually taught for, like, 10 years. I was a teacher. And, yeah, so at least, and I've still got, like, I have got boxes over there. Boxes and boxes of fabric. I can't give my fabric away, but we just don't have room that I can spread out on a big table and be able to quilt like I used to be able to do. Well, you do, you know, you set everything up and you need a fairly decent table to be able to put your fabric on and to cut things and make quilts and all that kind of thing. So at least this way I'm still having a creative side without, that's the only thing, is it's edible. It's a different edible, it's an edible creative side. Which means I need to make sure I take photos so I can, you know, remember what I've made. But my family, so far, my family are giving me thumbs up of the stuff I made last night. And they're my harshest critics. So if they're giving me thumbs up, then we know, you know, we're on the right path. So, yeah.
Carrie would make some stuff and she'd be like, I hate this, and would throw it away. And I'm like, it looked fine to me. I don't understand, but she's like a perfectionist with it.
Yeah.
So
we're our harshest critics. Like I know I am when it comes to that. I was the same with quilting, doing any craft. I'm the same, but sometimes you've got to give it, you know, you've got to step away, give it to someone else and be like, okay, what's, you know, what do you think? What's this like? And if my family, because it's a tasting thing, so they can, you know, they can judge by whether I've got a good combination of flavors. Yeah. I'm, you know, I know that I'm going to be okay. Whereas if it's a craft like quilting, that can be subjective to how people like different colors and fabrics and things like that. So, yeah. But I mean, as I said, I used to do all of that. So I'm kind of bringing it around just into a food, into an edible genre, maybe. We'll see. I've got lots of, the problem is I've got lots of ideas of what I can do with food and creativity and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I've got thoughts. They might not be good thoughts, but I've got thoughts. So we'll see where that goes. Anyway, we're not here to talk. It's not about Stone and Lena's baking show.
Why not? I mean, I tried to make a baking show with Carrie, but she's doesn't seem to be as open to it because, you know, I said, hey, I can play the dumb person because I know absolutely zero about that stuff, right? And she just doesn't seem to want to do it.
That would be cute. She could teach you.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Carrie teaches Stone how to make stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, are we going to do it as a podcast as we're sitting down? No, we got to set up the cams and all that stuff your kitchen. But
do it like a YouTube series. But don't make it long.
It's got to be short. Fast. Yeah.
You need some comedy. So if you're going to be like,
well, that's me. I'm like the stupid guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could be like, how much flour? Oh, look, I got flour everywhere. No.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to make a complete ass of myself.
Carrie be like roller eyes. You're so good. It would be hilarious. No,
I think it would be great. But
I would totally fly over for that. If
wow.
I had money.
You'd fly over for it.
I know. I would totally fly over just to sit there and watch you do it in person. That would be awesome. One day. I'm still waiting on Lotto.
We'll see too.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. News. Okay. What have we got? Wow. Let's talk wow.
Okay. Let's go over this one first, really quickly.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on. Okay. So we moved our web server from the old place to the new place. I did a new design and it's still WordPress, but it looks different. And hopefully it's easy to find stuff. And yeah, that's it.
Looks good.
So everything will be there and we should be able to easily change stuff when the next expansion comes out and all that stuff. So
yeah,
we should be good to go.
No, it looks really good. And photos will be up. I think I mentioned it. It looks really, you know, really easy to find stuff and looks cool. So yay.
Okay.
Go Stone.
All right. So now for the more important news.
Yeah.
I feel like it's back in 2004 and we're waiting for the launch of World of Warcraft and we're just sitting around and I'm seeing I wasn't on Twitter back then. Was there Twitter back then?
No. Was
Twitter back in 2004? Well, I know for sure I wasn't on then. But Twitter founded Wikipedia. Let's see. When
I joined 2010.
Twitter was created in. Where is it? Come on. Launched July 15th. 2006. Twitter 2006. Wasn't even around when World of Warcraft first came out. Wow. So,
well, I mean, a lot has changed.
Absolutely.
A lot has changed. It's 16 years.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of change. I didn't even, I wasn't even into the original because I didn't start playing until I think it was November, December, when S got his account and I gave it a go. So yeah.
My first time playing, I did not line up. I went the next day to my local game store. And I came in and I went on my lunch break from work because I work right next to it. And I walk in there and I'm like, hey, do you guys have any more copies of WoW? And they're like, yeah, you're lucky. We only have 10 left. I'm like, then I guess obviously you didn't sell out, right? So, lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I bought it and I got my boss to let me go a little bit early from work. And I played for maybe 12 hours. I don't know. It's kind of a blur. It was off and on because I remember I kept getting kicked offline because servers were up and down, right?
Yeah.
And I tried to play as much as I could. And I kind of stalled because I didn't have any friends to play with. at about level 40. And that was after about 5 or 6 months, because I kept playing characters that and races and classes that I wasn't really keen on keeping. I still have my original one, like the original one, the one that we took the photo with. That's my original one. But I kept jumping off of her to go play different tunes. And then I lost interest because I had no friends to play with and I didn't get involved in raiding. So I kind of stopped and I let my sub lapse until about 2 months before Burning Crusade began. That was because my friends were going to come back and we're all going to play as a group and all that stuff. Then I was really hooked because at that point they had fixed the level 30 to 40 leveling range. They had to add in that goblin town in Dustwallow Marsh, and they added a bunch of new quests in there. Right?
Mud Sprocket.
Because before then it was a little bit difficult to find quests between 30 and 40. Like there were some, but they had to add more. And so when they did,
and that
did
bottom
that,
is massive. Like from Duskwallow, where you've got one alliance and one horde, which is right up the top. Mm-hmm. You've got all that questing area with lots of stuff, but kind of like, what do I do? So exactly.
So then since then I have never let my sub lapse. I've had up to three accounts. I'm down to one because I don't play it enough to have three, but it's still the character that I still got that same tune, and now I will level that tune every time we get an expansion. But that's my classic time. And honestly, well, actually, before I start getting into my opinion, how was your classic original time, I guess? What did that look like?
So I started off, so obviously on, like when I first started playing, Ess had said to me, like, sit down and make a tune. So I was playing on his account. And the very first tune I made was an Orc Warrior, which I got to 38.
Wow.
But I just didn't feel it. And then I ended up, because I was like, no, I'm going to go. I went and bought my account. And that's when I decided, that's when I made Leta. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So I spent... Now, this will probably not shock you. I get distracted easy.
I'd
be leveling and, you know, he'd be saying, well, you're going to come raid. And I'll be like, yeah. Like, okay, we'll get there. Like, I'll get to 60. And then I'd be off fishing. I'd be off grinding something, like, you know, finding a pet, finding all sorts of things within the game, mostly fishing. I did a lot of fishing.
Okay.
I made a lot of money fishing. And so, you know, I'd be like, well, are you going to level your character today? And it's like, don't push me. I've got, you know, I'm going to go five-fin snapper and, you know, I've got to go fish stuff. So I would spend hours and hours just fishing. Which was fantastic. So I was I'm very slow to level. And, you know, it's just, there's other things. So you get a little bit distracted, go over here, go fish, you know, and all of a sudden you just go fish for 5 minutes, you know, 3 hours later. And you're like, okay, I'll go to the auction house. It's like, oh, 3 hours, wow. And he'd come in and like, are you cooking dinner tonight? And I'm like, well, if you've got two arms and two legs, how about you go do it? Anyway, that's a whole different story. It was very, it's like, I remember so much. Like, I don't remember so much of the Orc Warrior, probably because, you know, it was like on his account and it felt like I was just playing a lender tune, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So when I got my account and I thought about, you know, I spent ages thinking about, well, what did I want to make? I knew I wasn't happy. Like, the Warrior was cool. It's cool getting hit in the face, but it kind of wasn't really me. And in the end, it was like Undead Warlock, yeah. And, you know, and I had the books, like, I went, and I've got them. I've got everything right over there. I've redesigned my room, actually, because I got a new bookcase.
Yeah.
And I've got all my WoW stuff over there. So it was all... I'd sit and read through the book, like the original, and just read and read all this, you know, and be like, oh, yeah, do I want? And I'd be looking at names and all of that until I finally made her. And then when I logged in, and it was that whole sense of, it's my account, this is my tune, this yeah. is, you know, this is me. And that was it. And I remember logging in, you know, Death Knoll and going through and loving that zone. And first time going to Undercity and the first time seeing Angrimmar. Like, for me, I can't wait to see that stuff because I love the original. I don't like Angrimmar the way it is now.
Really?
I missed. Yeah. I loved Angrimmar really? From original because I had a tree and I would sit in the tree. Like, I have certain spots that I would always, if you couldn't find, like, my friends knew if they couldn't find me, go to leader spot. Funny about that. I have a, you know, there's so many things, leader zone, leaders this. I had a spot and they would come and that's where I would park my turn. You know, that turn and every other turn would be at this particular spot. So, you know, I can't wait to kind of see all of that again. But to also remember that with Classic, it's going to be different, you know. So, there'll be similarities, but they'll probably be a bit different. So, I'm trying not to be like, oh, this is what it was like in vanilla. I'm trying to look at it as if it's new.
Yeah.
But it's kind of exciting because it is like, it's the start of something. Like, I was not there at the start of World of Warcraft,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So now I'm at the start of World of Warcraft Classic that I kind of, you know, like, I'm pretty hyped for it. As to how much I'll play it, like, I'll definitely play it. I was limiting myself to one time a week, but we all know. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we know that's not going to happen. But, you know, there's things within, like the stuff that I'm doing now, 16 years later to what I first was doing, you know, is so completely different. So, you know, we're doing the challenges. We're doing, you know, I've got 50 million alts. I only had one alt for quite some time, which was Banktoon.
Okay.
You know. Because I learned early, make a bank turn. You still had to wait an hour. Remember, you had to wait an hour to send your stuff. Mm-hmm. It didn't make any difference. Even if it was on your account, you had to wait an hour. So, you know, all that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see how other people, because we've been through it.
Yeah.
Like looting. There's no.
Oh no.
AoE.
That's
looting.
Yeah. That's the one thing.
Loot every single thing.
I don't like. I really
talents,
don't like.
Money.
I mean,
specs. Talent tree.
The looting thing. When they brought that in, goodness gracious! I remember thinking of all the stuff I looted and having to click on every single one. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are again.
Well, see, I didn't know any better because WoW was the first, really has been
sure.
the first and only MMO. But other than that, I'd played console like, games. I wouldn't have a clue, you know, as a game. I wouldn't have a clue.
For
so
me,
I accepted it.
Well, okay. So for me, WoW is not my first one, but I played Ultima Online, but I only played it for like two weeks. I got bored. and I left. Yeah. And that was it. So this is really my first MMO that I've been invested in, right? When AoE looting came in, it was because of Wildstar, right? Wildstar brought that in, and WoW was like, yeah, we need to do that too, because you know, we're tired of the clicking, right?
And wasn't that a godsend? So you know, we all went, oh my god, why did it take so long? Yeah. Like, seriously, it was the best thing. So that's gonna be
so. How many you people say are gonna rage that you're looking that? Forward to Org? Honestly, I remember Org, and wasn't the central chamber in that? Wasn't that the bank? Where
bank in the auction house.
Right now, the central chamber is the war chief's seat, right? But back then, wasn't it just the bank?
Was the bank, yep. And the auction house.
And the auction house was on the other side.
And then
they flipped it, right? Well, and then auction house was at where the bank is now, right?
Auction house
didn't move.
It's kind of where it is now.
Okay.
It was just the old style. But the bank used to be kind of like the bank was the hub.
Yeah.
You know, because people would sit on top of the bank.
Yeah.
You'd have when the blood thing came in, you know, there was all the death that started with, you know, like the auction house and people in the
I wasn't around
in the
for that
bank and I, all of that. See, yeah, I and was.
I'm really sad that, you know, we're not. I mean, obviously, they're not, you know, going to let that happen now. But
yeah,
you know, I wish.
But what's
I wish
not
I had
to say they
that.
Might not let something happen?
Yeah,
anything could happen. Who knows? Yeah. But you know, there was a lot of it was. It just I don't know. It just was there was. There was a certain thing that I really loved about just when you walked into Orgrimmar and seeing that, and the same with Undercity, like just the way that it was that I'm kind of happy to revisit that again. But yeah, let me share. I'm going to share something because it's more here, not in my stuff. So when I was doing this tidy up, I moved some stuff around, and while I was doing it, I found some stuff, and I was like, oh, what the hell's this? And I found all these folders that I've kept for a very long time that have got all like the printouts from, you won't be able to see it, but it's got printouts because back then I didn't, like, the internet was that bad. You couldn't have, I wouldn't be able to play WoW plus have a website open. You just couldn't do that. Sure. With the net the way that it was, like 16 years ago, it wasn't. So I would print, I don't know if you can see, but print stuff off. So I have got 8 folders
of
stuff.
And what like printed. Stuff of what printed what?
Leveling stuff, hunter pet stuff, of just having like pet collecting, cooking recipes, so folders. But the one that I was most leveling, because I did Joanna's leveling guides back, like, you know, when they did that. But the one, hang on, I'm trying to find it. It's probably the one that's fallen down. Where is it?
I was partial to, what was the other person's name who did the leveling guides to? There's two people. James. JAME'S. So it's James Leveling Guides. And in fact, because of them two, I thought I could do it better. So I wrote my own for every single race. in class because some classes had different quests, right? At the start. And I remember writing them, and I remember the day I deleted them because I was like, I'm never going to use these things again. And they're gone. Damn. They're gone. They are long gone. Long gone.
Okay, so here I've printed out, I think this is from ThoughtBot.
Wow.
This is from ThoughtBot. So this is small pets, because that's what they were called back then. Not battle pets, not, you know. So I've got a guide of everything that was available, what I collected. Because again, when you were collecting pets, if you had that pet on one toon, that was not an account-wide thing.
Right, yep.
So if I wanted that on any, like my very first pet I ever got on Leta was the white rabbit. Okay?
Okay.
So, snowshoe rabbit.
Okay.
Which... I was hoard. That wasn't an Elias one. Trust me when I say I had to get that I was able to get that in such a way. So because I wanted it, like it was just this cute little white rabbit. Why wouldn't you want that as an undead warlock? Of course I want a little white rabbit. So I'd go and get one for later. And then of course, by that stage I had, a till. This is a little bit further down, but I had Atil, so my priest, Keela, my hunter. Then I had Azila, my rogue. And then I had later, you know, various. So I have guides on, like, I've got them color-coded, who's got that pet, who doesn't have that pet, what ones that I need to get on each of the toons, so they've all got exactly the same thing.
Think of the ink
this folder.
Think of the ink that you used folder. On that. Good lord.
Yeah, I know. Like, this is a forest. I've just wrecked a forest. Like, seriously. But this one is all pets from back then. However, this one's the most exciting one. Hang on, let me get, I've got stuff everywhere. Don't fall down. Stay. This one, and I was so excited for this folder. Okay, you can't see what it is. But this has got printouts of Elves Angling. Because if I wasn't on ThoughtBot, the place that I was on, researching, reading everything that was on that website was Elves Angling.
Yeah.
Because I was fishing. And I was fishing a lot. So I have got... so this is the... This starts off with Elves Extreme Angling. World of Warcraft Fishing Guide. Getting started. Developing your fishing skills. So that goes into that. Talks about, you know, like fish quests. Improving your skills, skill required by location. Huh. Remember, if you didn't have the skill, you could not fish there.
Yeah.
So this would have been back in, this was printed out, some of this is printed out in Burning Crusade as well. So, because you've got Azumis Isle, rules governing fishing location. I have got advanced topic zone-based fishing skill. So things like Dunmoro, okay? So Dunmoro, Elwyn, Tirisfall, level 1 to 10.
Yeah.
So fishing was from 1 to 50. And then, you know, then you'd go to, say, Silver Pine, where you'd go 50 to 105, you know. So I have got...
You should scan them and put these all online because Elves is gone, right? And there's... That's right?
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole website just gone. Just gone.
Money-making strategies. Yeah. It was like, it was my Bible. Like, I loved ThoughtBot.
Yeah.
ThoughtBot and obviously Alakazam were the two. ThoughtBot more. I use ThoughtBot more. artesian fishing quests. Remember, you had to do the fishing quests, otherwise you couldn't advance. Daily fishing quests when they came in. So that would have been when Burning Crusade hit. Detailed, like, yeah, so I found that. And there's hopeful. Obviously, it's not everything from the website, sure, but that's sure. stuff that I printed sure. out, you know, like 14 years ago.
Wow.
That I've still, this is why we hoard things, people. This wow. is, you know, I'm a hoarder for a reason.
There's a show for people like you, you know?
Yep.
And it's supposed to help you.
You know what? This is when it comes back to me.
Sure.
Yes. So, yeah, so I've got like all these like 8 folders of stuff that I've just gone, oh my lordy, I completely forgot. I just assumed, you know, when I packed up the house and had to move, that I'd thrown it all out. And when I found it, I was like, ha, classic. Yeah, baby. So I've got all this stuff that I'm just like, well, what am I going to do? So, yeah, super, super excited that I've got it.
Yeah.
And super excited for classic. What I want to know is what are you, or what have you rolled, or what are you going to play? Like, what for you with classic? What have you decided? Because obviously there's no Death Knights, and Death Knights is your main.
It's going to be 2 characters. So, 2.
Yeah. So Horde Alliance or?
Yep. One will be Forsaken Rogue, because that's my original character. And a Dwarf Warrior, because that was my second main. And those are the 2 characters that are classes and characters that I really liked playing. And I don't want to poo-poo it, but I'm not going to be playing it as much as my main in retail WoW, because that's my main. Yep. But I'm most certainly going to be dabbling in Classic here and there. And I had a thought about trying for Iron Man on Classic too, and I was doing some research there as well on kind of getting a step up on some folks and seeing what I can do there. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very difficult. I get the whole, you know, oh, people are going to play it and then they're going to realize that it's so hard and then they're going to leave and then it's going to die. No. I feel like, yes, people are going to play it because either A, they have not played it and they want to see what it was like, or B, they really did like how it was back then and they don't like how current WoW is. So I get that too. So I personally fall into number 1 because I just want to go back and play it just to see what it was like again and kind of walk along the path, right? So I'm kind of in between 1 and 2. But this is not going to die.
Yeah.
Most certainly you will get people that are like, okay, I saw it. It's not my main, or it's not my cup of tea, and they'll still play WoW, but they won't play Classic, but they're still 100%. There's still going to be enough players to keep Classic WoW up and going and enough for them to put the time in to do the content patches, right? Because they said at first the initial raid is going to be Molten Core and all that. So they have 4 patches they're going to do with 4 different sets of raids and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So this Classic WoW is not going anywhere. So I'm I think one of the things that kind of bugs me is that sometimes I see people are, I feel like some people are rooting against it. And I'm like, why? It just, guys, people, if Classic WoW does better than anybody else expects it, that's good for current WoW too, because more money to put into making the game.
You can only get classic if you've got
cut. Yeah, and I don't feel like this needs to be a classic versus retail. I think they're two different games, and I think you can play them both. You may not like current, you may not like classic, fine. But don't make it a, well, if you play classic, poo-poo, right? No. I mean, and for me, even though classic, I remember classic, I remember how it was, I like what we have now, but I'm still going to mess around. I'm still going to mess around in it because I kind of want to mess around with it. It's just it's just not going to be my main. That's it. But you know what? If some people decide, hey, I don't like the current WoW, and all that I'm going to do is play classic, great. It doesn't matter because it's still people playing WoW, right?
If that's what makes a person happy, then there's nothing wrong with that. Yep. Like, you know, everyone's each to their own, and that's fine. Yeah. As I said, you know, I'm not going all in for classic, because like you, I do love I love current. I love
retail. I like being able to loot everything in one click. that by itself.
I love where WoW's gone. Like,
absolutely,
we've been for us. I suppose we've been lucky. We've seen that journey through, you know, over all these expansions over all the years that perhaps not a lot of other people have been able to do. So, you know, as I've grown and gotten older, so has the game. It's grown in where it was back in vanilla. So there's nothing wrong with taking a step back and going back to classic because, like you said, it is a different game, and what it will give will be nostalgia. But as I think, I've just got to continually look and go, okay, it's not original. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
And I want to go in and be, you know, enjoy. And, you know, the first that happened within the game for me will be starting from, you know, tomorrow once it goes live, and to be there, and with social media the way it is, you know, that wasn't there 16 years ago. Yeah. It wasn't. We're in a different world now, as in world, not not game world. You know, so the fact is that we can, you know, we can talk to people all around the world about, oh my God, look, you know, look at this, share screenshots and all of that kind of stuff, and be excited. If you're not excited for it, hey, you don't have to. Like, if it's not your whole cup of tea, that's fine, but don't go around poo-pooing everyone else. If, you know, if it's not your cup of tea, that's fine. We might get into it and be like, yeah, no, I'm done. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. But, you know, you won't know until you try it. So I say, well, try it. Don't try it for an hour and be like, yeah, flip table.
Yeah.
Like, give it a decent go. But it's not current WoW. You've got to look at it. It's its own game. So I'm excited for it. I can't wait.
What's your funny? Should I ask you what your first tune is going to be? I mean, or is it a given?
Do you really need to answer that? I've actually made six because I do have two accounts. So, on my main, I've got my Undead Warlock, of course. So that will be for my main server, but obviously, there's something else that I do for the challenges, and I've got an Undead Warlock and a Human Warlock ready to go on that server to be, you know, to be able to get that, get the challenge guilds organized, and we'll see what happens with that. So, and then I've got other tunes ready to go, because, you know, you've just got to, you've got to be prepared to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. So, which is cool. Sincere. Hey.
I know. I haven't seen him for a while. I keep, like, every time he's on, I'm not around. And I used to hang out in his chat a lot to watch him play.
He's busy. He's a busy guy. So, yeah. But anyway, I am excited for it. And we'll see, you know. But again, just look at it as being something that's different and kind of nostalgic. It's kind of like it's that twofold. It's nostalgic, but it's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that makes sense, you know, it's kind of like, oh, yes, I remember, but new, so it's all.
One of the things I thought was really funny was I was watching the BlizzCon clip from last year that we didn't go to, but I watched the clip, and they were talking, wow, this cat is biting my shirt. He wants my attention so bad. Yikes. Okay, so one of the things that they found was that the lights were white, but when they put the old game into the current content, the lights were purple. And the purple meant that there was a bug, like there was a problem with the light or anything like that. But they didn't know back then, because back then, if there was a problem, it would be white. But because the lights look white, it looked fine. So it's funny that they found bugs that they didn't even know were bugs, only because they put the old data into the new client. And now they say, oh, well, so now what they're doing is that those bugs they're not fixing in the real sense. They're actually going to make them white. So they said, hey, we would go normally we would go get an artist and go make the light like a yellowy kind of, you know, like fire and torch kind of light, right? Not just pure white. But they're like, well, but that's not how classic was. Even though it was a bug, we still want it to be how classic was. Like, even though, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool that like they discovered bugs that they didn't even know were there, only because we're now here and putting that old data into the new client and finding these things. And I thought it was neat as a coding guy. I may not be neat to other folks, but I thought it was kind of neat.
Have you had a chance to watch the video of the WoW Classic with the creators? Because have you seen that? Because Dad's in it.
What? Oh, is he? Oh, no, I didn't. No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's freaking, it is hilarious. It's really, really cool.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. Night.
You will have to watch that. Morning. Let me see if I can find.
Do you want to kind of go over your stuff really quick? Because we got like about 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
Because mine is really quick.
Nah. I got mounts. I did stuff. I got achievements.
Which mount is your number 371? What mount is it? Jeepus. It's just a number to you.
No. I can't remember if it was because I got I did get one from one of the loot bags that I was like, whoa, it was a random
a Legion
a
one?
Random one. It was Islands? Was like the Unshackled rep something. It was one of those, you know, those
from Nazjatar.
What is it called? It's completely gone.
Yeah, I totally understand what you mean. It's that mount. Oh yeah, it's mount number 371. Yeah. Yeah, I totally know which one that is.
Snapdragon.
Okay.
It was the Royal Snapdragon. I got that out of one of the bags or something. Like it was completely, I got that. I got a pet. I got it was, or a toy or something. And I was like, so that was really cool. So that was my 371.
Nice.
I did get another one, but I don't remember what else I got.
So what about found things? You found things and
then
stuff.
Oh, the found things was my focus.
Oh, okay.
Finding,
right. That's what I kind of thought
that
was.
Stuff.
Okay. What about what about this one? Stuffs.
Stuffs. I've done stuffs.
All right. Well, okay.
I played.
Then go ahead.
One thing. Yep. One thing. I was just going to say, and I know we did mention it yesterday on yesterday's WoW Challenges podcast.
Yeah.
Which was 4-year anniversary.
4 years.
Make sure you check out episode 180.
Wow. You're 20 away from 200.
I know, but 4 years, Stone. Seriously?
Yeah, I know.
4 years. We've been friends for over 4 years.
Yikes.
Lordy.
It's felt like 40.
Can I have to blow my own horn for 2 seconds.
That's going to be a cool trick to see. I'm not sure if that should make the podcast or not. Yeah, I mean, it's a family-friendly show, right? Wow.
Like a trumpet. It's like a trumpet. Not
gotcha.
Geez. Anyway, I just have to say that I'm really, well, one, I'm really proud that my contest tune didn't die. So that was cool. But, and I won.
Terrible.
And the other thing is I hit 87 on my pacifist.
I find it humorous that that's your highest character. Is on a pacifist.
I know. Right. And again, that's why I've got to blow my own horn a bit because it's like it's a pacifist. It's no killing. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it's like,
please.
same thing.
No.
Blowing or tooting.
No. Toot your own horn. Please don't make me edit the show. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think I dropped off your show last night a little bit quickly. And, you know, I think 4 years is a big deal. And I think this show is, I'm looking forward to what you're going to do with it. Like, overall, right? So in the grand scheme of things, and I think it's come a long way. Like we've both learned a lot. Like you've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. I had no idea what the hell to do. Now I feel like, you know, I feel somewhat confident in what buttons to push. I mean, but even then there's sometimes, you know, like last night we're trying to figure out, OBS and we got it to work, but then I screwed up your sound bites to not work.
But that's okay.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. We're getting it. Like, I'm not an audio person, so, you know, you're still my go-to tech guy.
Good, I hope so. I hope I haven't
been replaced. Don't leave me, ever.
No, never.
Yeah.
Never.
Anyway, what have you been up to? Because I know you've been away.
Really, really quickly, I was working on my Druid class hall quote mount. It's just a different form. Right, it's a different flight form. The time gating drove me crazy. Even though the missions are now only an hour or something, like Blizzard, can we make it like 10 minutes or something? Like, why does it have to be an hour? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. But it's done, so that's done. I have two more left. I have Priest and Warlock left. My Warlock is level 110, so I'm waiting until I hit 120 to go back and go do all that stuff. And my Priest is, I don't know, like 68 or something. So I have a bit to go on that one. The other thing that I wanted to mention was we're raiding on the Eternal Palace, and we've killed Queen Ashara on normal, and I won't talk about the video, but the video was very interesting. I'm looking forward to the next couple patches to see what happens, but I will tell you that I love this raid way more. Like a whole lot more than Battle for Dazar Allure. Way more. I'm not sure why, but the fights feel better. The trash is hard but not stupid. I'm not sure what it is. We're not switching between horde view and Lion's View. I don't know what it is about that old raid that I don't like, or the last tier. This tier, way better. Way better.
Yeah.
I love it way more.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward. And I've missed raid the last 2 weeks because of being on this trip, and it's driven me crazy. Crazy. So I'm looking forward to going back and being able to raid on Wednesday and Thursday again.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it.
Excellent. And congratulations too.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I wouldn't have a clue about the raid, so you know
me. You should raid with us. We're very dirty.
The only way I'm raiding with you is if you can somehow manage to bring my undead warlock into your...
Maybe one day. Maybe the next one, they will let you cross faction because they'll be friends.
I still don't get it. Why we can't raid with our friends no matter what faction.
I think eventually that's gonna... I think lore is gonna be fixed. Well, fixed. Mm-hmm. I think lore is gonna be changed so that it will allow us in the future to work together. So that's not going to be Horde versus Alliance. It's going to be Horde and Alliance, and you can potentially raid with each other. So it opens up a whole new thing where if you can bring in different races of different factions, that might be interesting.
That would be cool.
So we have a picture. We're in the World of Warcraft, are we? I'm going to put up the one that we had from last month. Was this one? You and I are standing there on our Alliance characters. And I'm going to read off the people that said where we were. Frazzy said, are we at the Hellfire Citadel WoD raid? No. No. No, we are not.
Nope.
No. And Nimiane said the approach to Ordos on Timeless Isles. Yes, 100%. That.
Nice.
That was it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I remember doing that. Well done. And when we went to jump over there, we were a little bit afraid that we were going to fall over the bridge because of the gap, right? But if you got your cloak, it would boost you over. But we were wondering if that was going to work, even though we hadn't gotten it on those particular characters, right? But no, it worked. It worked fine. I was waiting with my screenshot button to watch her fall down and plummet to her death.
Because I did it on leader. Yeah. I did it on my main.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd ever gone over there with my Alliance leader.
No, probably not.
You know, I was too busy grinding monstrous spine claws. so I didn't have time to play any other
grinding
tune.
Them hard enough. To get them
seriously
right. Grind those spine claws.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay. So we have a new one.
But yeah, that was fun.
I'm going to show it for 2 seconds. 1,000 to 1,000. Done.
So don't. So we'll tweet. It on the Twitter account, and you can respond to there. That will be up for the until the next show, and it's just a bit of fun. Let's see who can guess where it is. I must admit, we do have a bit of fun working this stuff out, don't we, Stone? It's kind of cool. So
I mean, there's
so many places. There's so many places. Like, seriously, when you start to think, well, where can we take a screenshot? Where do you start?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many places. So that's this month's one. So we'll tweet that out when the show's up. Yeah.
Yar.
Okay.
Rar.
All right. Anything else before we wrap things up?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. So what do we got? 15 hours?
15 hours? Is that what it is?
19? Oh, no, be under 19 now, won't it?
No, I've got, for us, it's 8 o'clock. No, 6 o'clock. So it's 18 hours for me. Slightly under 18 hours. 17 hours, 55 minutes for me. So it's got to be the same time for you. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. So 6 p.m. for me is 8 a.m. for you. You add 17 hours
and 54 minutes going by the website.
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay. Exciting. All right. Okay. Let's wrap this up. So where you can find us, don't forget to check out the website, the new website. So again, thank you, Stone. You rock. It's over at adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send an email to us. We don't mind. Tell us, you know, again, how do you play? Are you going to be enjoying classic? What did you do? What did you roll? How was your experience? Let us know. We'd love to know. Please send an email to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, or you can tweet us at @advazeroth. And don't forget that you can come join the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/advazeroth, which we haven't set a date, but we normally go once a month.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sometime in September.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, as well as a website with all my stuff. I put the random stuff on there, some photos from BlizzCon 2015. I'm going to be putting up the other ones from 16, 17, 18. And I think I'm going to put the add-ons on there too. I think it feels like a better spot for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's basically my site. It's my own little home that I can screw around and do stupid stuff. That's STONEGRASP.com, stonegrasp.com.
Nice.
Yeah. That's which funny enough, when I went on to go get my classic character name, somebody already took my name. So I actually still got my full Grasping Your Stone name. So I'm probably going to be using one of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not happy, but I'm still okay, because I can still represent myself with how I am on Twitter and stuff. So
don't forget, always keep trying, just in case if someone goes, absolutely, I don't want to play that tune.
And what?
Oh, I was just gonna say, don't forget that at 10 a.m. they've added new realms and opening up to allowing 10.
Up to 10
you
characters.
Can make up to 10 characters.
Per realm. Yeah.
Up to a maximum of 50. So they're allowing, you can make up to like all your tune names right before at 10 a.m. And we go live at what? 6? No, 3. Eight.
Well, 6. Oh, so 10 a.m.
PD.
Pacific. PDT is... or something. Yeah. 1 is 1 p.m. Eastern, which for you is 3 a.m. is in your time. So.
Yeah. So there is that, which is kind of cool.
So the other thing I was going to say is that I'm going to start streaming again. It's just the summer has been busy, and with all the changes and stuff from Iron Man and all that, I kind of wanted to lay low a little bit. And why is that on there? Oh, I had the leave call thing on your face. I don't know why. Because I had the mouse on you, and I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, I'm looking forward to streaming again when my kids go back to school in about a week. So it's going to be quiet. Yeah. It's going to be good. Mm. Yeah.
I'll be good.
And that's it.
And so you should.
Yeah, you know, I've missed it.
Doing the things you enjoy.
I've missed the social stuff. This whole summer has been, I felt kind of lonely. So, I don't know.
You had your family.
Yeah. Doing a 2-week trip with 2 kids. I need some adult time. Yeah.
Not saying a word. Yep. Anyway.
So
that, but I'm glad that you're getting back to that. So that's exciting. Awesome. Okay.
Lita, where can we find
you? Where can you find me? Okay, I'm on Twitter over at Lita Wow, which is LETTAWOW. And don't forget to check out the WoW Challenges podcast and the avatar. Oh, it's this.
That sounds like some cool podcast that you're a part of.
Yeah. I started it with some scrub. I don't know.
Scruffy.
Sorry, that's playing off calling when Stir called Azzy a scrub. That was hilarious.
Well, here's a scrub.
So funny. It.
Sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, so don't forget, episode 180 has been released of World Challenges podcast. And again, four years. So it is something pretty special. And even though you're not there with me, like physically having, like doing the podcast, you're still around. So I'm really happy that you're still here, which is good because I still need my tech guy. Dude, it's not working. Anyway, yeah, that's when Leda goes into meltdown.
Yes, yes, you do. And you know what? And we're going to do this live on the show here. I'm going to say that every time stuff starts to go wrong, you lose your crap. Like, I can see you being like, you're on the verge of being like flip table. Like shit. It's like everything's exploding. And there's sometimes I'm just like, Leda. Click on here. Nope. Over there. Relax. Relax. Because freaking out doesn't help anything.
Deep breath.
I'm trying to figure it out.
But that's not me fully freaking out, that's me being God. Like, don't, I know, right?
I don't want to see that.
Nobody needs to see that. Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure somebody would love to see it.
No, shut up. Anyway, we're wrapping up the show, Stone. Thanks for all the likes and the retweets. We do really appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for jumping in the chat room and coming and hang out with us. Again, we do appreciate that. Don't forget, you can check out the audio, the podcast words over on Spotify, iTunes, Stitches Radio, and Google Play.
And
other than that,
our podcast does show up now as a World of Warcraft podcast on Spotify properly.
Excellent.
I fixed it. Yay.
You fixed it. Yay. Yay. Well, that's good. That's exciting.
Yay.
Thank you, Stone. Thank you for all the things that you do to
Thank
make
you.
My life better, Stone. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for being
other
you.
Other than that,
I'm not drunk, I swear.
Say goodbye.
Okay. Say goodbye, Stone.
We'll see you in Classic.
Yes. See you in Classic.
Classic. Have fun. Enjoy.
Peace.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.